ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्नस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
Now we have a very auspicious occasion, which is a first grain ceremony. And these ceremonies are very important. In fact, our lives are run by ritual. Everyone has ritual in their life. Yes or yes?
Yes.
Do you do things in a certain way every day when you wake up in the morning? Or do you do it random and differently every day? Which? Similar? Yeah, ritual. In our lives, we augment those junctures that are very important and we connect them to Krishna. And by doing that, we purify our intention, we purify our existence. And the grain ceremony is particularly a relevant ceremony because Krishna is the grain, and also he's the fire of digestion that digests the grain. And that's mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says, Aham Baishwa Naro Bhutva, that I become the fire of digestion, and I digest everything. What's more dear to us than our digestion in daily life? Can you think of anything? I know I can't, because prasadam is the happiest time of day for me. And when digestion goes away, life becomes unproductive, and our life in the world is nil. And so Krishna is always there as digestion. Aham Vaishva Naro Bhutva. He's there as the digester of all our foodstuff. And so in the first grain ceremony, which we're holding today for Ramanuj, who's eagerly waiting in the wings for his first grains, we're celebrating the fact that Krishna becomes the grain, and he also is the digestive force, and that he's our protector and our maintainer and our well-wisher. And by performing this ceremony in front of the deities, in front of all the devotees, we develop an impression in our minds, and Ramanuj develops an impression in his mind and heart how everything is connected to Krishna. And this leads to the most productive kind of life, thinking of Krishna constantly. And then, just after the grain ceremony, when Ramanuj will take his first grains, then we're going to perform one of the most scientific experiments, showing very conclusively how he will be inclined in his life. Because we're going to loose him here in the temple room, and before him, he has golden ornaments. We need a few credit cards on there. The square credit card, and maybe put an iPhone or something. And put that on that side. And on the other side, we have the Shastra, the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. And whatever he goes for, that will definitely determine his propensities in life. And then we'll know for sure. Oh, here comes some cash. He may not, by the time he's ready to use it, there may not be. I know United Airlines doesn't take cash anymore. Okay. So what we'll do first, part of the ceremony is that we recite the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita all together. So we're going to set up the sacrificial arena right here by moving all these things out of the way, and we'll sit down with Ramanuj. So let's put away any books that you have, and then you can distribute the Bhagavad Gita so we can chant the 15th chapter. Go Premanande Aribo! Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Hey! Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman, Natari Armarman.